Tonight, we had a baptism in the shower, an epic unboxing, and some shady Katie Demi recon. Guys, the Beast is back, and so are we here on the Bachelorette After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Okay. New show, new music.
Good. Sounds good.
Yes. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the Bachelorette After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We keep wanting to say the Bachelor After Show because it was like 2 days ago that we were talking about Colton.
Literally.
And now we're back with Hannah B. But it was a crazy night, guys. It was the season premiere of season 16 of The Bachelorette?
15.
Season 15 of The Bachelorette. Of course, we are following Hannah B. Quickly, if this is your guys' first time tuning into AfterBuzz TV, we thank you so much for joining us. We are the ESPN of TV Talk, and tonight we are covering and reviewing the season premiere of season 15 of The Bachelorette, starring Hannah B. I'm not doing it by myself, though, guys. My name is Jeff Graham, and I'm surrounded by a group of brilliant, obsessive Bachelor fans, including Miss Christine Bean.
Hey guys, it's Christine. I'm back. So excited for The Bachelorette.
So excited to have her. And of course, we have Mike Thieling filling in. You guys have seen him on the Survivor After Show. You've seen him on the Married
oh my God, 90 Fiancé. Married at First Sight, yes. Teen Mom.
So he, just like us, is one of those brilliant people who happens to love junky reality TV.
100%.
And Mike's going to bring our fierce cutthroat approach to The Bachelorette tonight.
Got it, that's right.
And finally, she always comes with the hot takes. You've seen her on Clever. You've seen her on The Trendy. Renee Ariel, we're so excited to have you tonight.
Hey, you guys. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. The Bachelorette is back.
It's back. Quickly, guys, we're going to be covering the show, of course, but that's not all we're doing. We also have some epic news and gossip. A couple people were kicked off of the show. And our segment, Tweeting for the Right Reasons. Because we haven't pushed the hashtag yet, we won't be doing any Tweeting for the Right Reasons tweets tonight. But for next week, if you hashtag Tweeting for the Right Reasons, we may read your tweet on air. We've got to get into overall thoughts. Renee, I feel like you're bursting at the seams, so let's go ahead and start with you. What did you think of tonight's show?
I said it last week. I said it when it was announced. I'm really here for Hannah B as Bachelorette.
Yes.
I already have my crush of the season, as we know, is Peter. Not to be mistaken with the OG Peter of Rachel's season. Love him, too. But I'm so excited, and the tease really got me hooked.
Great tease.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies first. Christine, what did you think?
Yeah, I'm with Renee on that. The tease is what really sold me. In terms of tonight, overall thoughts, I thought it was a decent first episode. I wasn't, like, blown away, per se, but the tease definitely gets me excited for what's to come.
Agree with that. And Mike Thieling, I forgot to mention, you are, of course, filling in for Christina Zias.
That's right.
Christina will be on the panel this season. Guys, she couldn't be here tonight, but luckily we have, and we miss you, Christina, but we do have great fill-ins. Like, Mike, thanks for joining.
I'm super happy to be here. I love the episode. I was very, very satisfied with it. I love some of the drama. And I know we're going to get into it, but I got to say, I really, really like Hannah a lot more on this show than I did on her season of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
I like her 100% more, and I got sold on this first episode. I'm ready for it.
I totally agree. You guys know I came into here not as a Hannah hater, but as a Hannah skeptic.
Yeah.
She's someone I always liked, but just feared wouldn't be able to carry a TV show. And I thought for the most part, first of all, she did a great job tonight, and I thought she made for pretty interesting television. So I'm optimistic about the season. I thought it was a pretty good episode, probably like a B+.
I'm with you there.
Yeah.
B+.
But tons of exciting stuff to come up. Before we get into topics, how did you guys think Hannah B. did tonight? First night, she's got to carry the show. Do we think she did okay? Mike, you're nodding.
Yeah, I absolutely do. My criticism of Hannah from her time on The Bachelor was I thought she had a hard time shutting off pageant Hannah.
Yes.
So I never really thought I saw who the real person was. I thought I saw the real girl today. I like what she did. She kept everything in line. She didn't seem super overwhelmed. I thought she kept it moving with all the guys, and she did a great job eliminating the trash.
Yeah, I think...
right off the bat.
To be honest, see, I agree with you a little bit with the how she's different from her last season, because I think she was pageant Hannah, like, the first half, and then her rest of the time, I think she was the girl that we saw tonight. Like, I loved when... Was it her team that when they did that like survival game, like they went to get food? Like, I loved her showing her personality towards the end, and that's what really got me excited for this season. And we see it, and I love that she actually, and we could be mistaken, but it seems like she just is being herself, doesn't care, and is being real, as they've really emphasized this first episode.
To anyone who watched our watch along, Renee pointed that out pretty early, that ABC is like very much driving the point home that she's relatable. She's relatable. She's relatable.
And authentic.
That's something that I was struggling to understand going into this, because I didn't personally feel like she was relatable to me. Now, with that being said, after seeing tonight, I will say she is very transparent. I'm gonna, like, anything she's feeling, it's coming out of her mouth. Mm-hmm. I'm nervous right now. I'm scared. So I'm definitely appreciating that. I am going to give her a little more time to develop as a lead before I really, you know, make any judgments about her. But so far, so good.
And I will say, based on her interactions with the guys, I do think that she is here
for the right reasons.
Yes, I think she did a good job of seeming like she was really critical and focused about the intentions of the guys who were there. And she seems like the type who is ready to settle down pretty quickly, which isn't always true of the women we see go through this franchise. So, Hannah B., you passed tonight. So far, so good. Okay, we're just going to run down the episode, guys. That's how I want to cover it tonight. Chronologically, quickly, how did we think Hannah was presented? We got to see her hometown. She did a hometown with Chris Harrison. We went to Anders Hardware. We saw some photos of young Hannah. Any comments here on the way?
I didn't know, and I don't think any of us knew that she was a dance teacher. We found that,
that
out pretty
out
early
nowhere.
On in the episode.
Got some kids. Get some kids to get in a room.
Exactly.
No. It's good that she, you know, she has a day job besides her pageantry. I guess this was us, like, getting to know Hannah just outside of that.
Yeah.
I just didn't know that.
It seemed cute, seemed heartwarming. I like it. It kind of endeared us a little bit more to her. I think in our watch-along chat, Joseph Boza, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing it right, buddy, but he said multiple times it's a little bit of PR from the network, right? She had a lot of hate coming her way from The Bachelor, a lot of negativity, so we had to start her right off the bat being relatable, nice, sure with some kids, I don't know what. It's cool with me. I'm buying it.
It's actually shocking that I get it for the pageant drama, but she would have been so much more likable, in my opinion, last season, coming across as like a dance teacher for kids.
Yeah.
Because that makes you so much more real. Oh, she loves kids. She's good with kids. She's so sweet, whatever.
Right. Maternal.
It says a lot, because I think you have to be very patient. Honestly, working with kids in general, you have to be very patient. So already it shows good quality. So I'm very surprised. We did not know that at all.
Right.
You know what it is, though? Oh, sorry to cut you off.
No, I was going to say, they don't need to push the pageant rivalry in the season,
totally.
Which they did in last, so we can open up.
That and the fact that we never actually got to her hometown. Maybe that's why we didn't get to see it.
But she did have a package where it was not mentioned.
That's
what I think is weird.
I have a feeling she one time volunteered as a dance teacher for Kelsey. The truth is, Colton was so about that kid game that if the producers really wanted to sell us on Hannah, we would have known that
quickly. That's true.
So it's weird for us to see a charity where Colton's pushing kids, and then all of a sudden we learn that Hannah works with kids.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look. So our producer, Jonathan, you guys are watching live, is in fact giving us some info. He, just like us, he's also dealing with 30 new faces. So, John, we appreciate you doing your best as we throw names out. But if you're listening to our podcast, hop on our YouTube and see some of the amazing work our producer, Jonathan, is doing in the booth as he throws up faces. Okay, new features. We have the vlogging introduced from Colton. How do we feel about seeing the guys vlog before they get on set?
I think ABC is trying so hard to keep up with the times, and it's really cute. You know, it's like your mom like joining Instagram. You're like, oh my god, vlogging. You know what that is? I like it because I don't know how I feel about it for this show because it is so produced that I think it's hard to incorporate something like vlogging that's supposed to be very
natural,
organic, natural on this show. However, I'm willing to give it a try. I do like the idea of contestants vlogging more so than the lead, because, like, literally, why?
Right.
I don't need to see Colton wake up every morning.
Right.
Like, oh, my God, you guys. Like, there's so many girls, and, like, I don't want that.
I personally don't get it at all. I think it seems really out of place, really produced. It seems very forced. I'm not surprised that they're making the people do it. What I am surprised is that they're airing it on television. That, to me, is a digital feature that should go there if you want to go get more extra content. Because it just looks out of place on television.
Also, to that point, it's like we're in the 15th iteration of this season. Like, seeing how excited they are to get there. Like, we've already been through this spiel. We can kind of assume that that's how they feel. And it is a little bit overkill.
I liked it. All right, so now we're going to talk about we're going to start by talking about just these small packages we get of some of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to spend too much time with the guys that get kicked off, right? But
no.
Tyler C. did make it through, and we do see some of Tyler C. being shady in the package later. So I've already got the heebie-jeebies from Tyler C. He's the one that did this pre-packaged Footloose thing where he's dancing and almost minored in Dance at Wake Forest. Christine Bean, how do you feel about Tyler C. just based on this initial dance sequence we get from him?
I don't know. I thought it was kind of corny, to be honest. Oof. Tyler C. he comes off just so character-y to me. I don't know. There's something about him I don't trust yet.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the stare. It just comes off like he's trying too hard. I'm just going to keep it there.
That's because he is trying too hard. He's like, I build houses and I dance. And it just felt so produced and like he was trying so hard to be famous and get recognized. Like he wants to be known as the guy that was dancing shirtless in the house that he's building. Yeah. And I was so waiting for the joke of like, this could be Hannah and I's house.
Right. Yeah.
But like anytime they cut those packages like that, to me, it feels overly forced and it feels really cheesy.
It's like he's trying to come across as the guy who doesn't take himself too seriously, but like probably really does take himself super seriously.
For sure.
He just kind of gave me the heebie-jeebies. Not sure about Tyler J. Tyler C. Thanks. So many initials. But the thing is too, we'll get to it later, but we did see some shady antics seemingly from Tyler C in the package at the end. Mm. So I fear that my suspicions are correct. Tyler C, I'm giving you a chance, but I'm worried, buddy. All right. Peter the airline pilot. Renee's already sweating over there.
I love him.
I gotta move over this way.
Listen, there's something about his smile and his eye contact and the way, honestly though, I felt the connection, not just between me and him, obviously.
Sure.
But no, between him and Hannah. Loved his package. Loved the brief moment we saw them talking. I'm here for Peter. I think he's gonna win.
How much of it is the uniform?
Probably none of it, to be honest.
All right, that's real then.
I think that he'll go very far. I don't see him winning, though.
Wow.
So there's still a chance for us.
There's a chance for you guys.
Look at how cute he is.
Something I noticed about Hannah is, like, she's this, like, ball of fun, and, you know, she says what she thinks, but I think she needs a man who can celebrate that about her, but also reel it in and kind of take control when necessary. She's kind of alluded to that in the things that she said in her ITMs as well, and I just think Peter will go along for the ride, but I think that she will, like, tire him out. I feel like Hannah's just a lot for him.
Do you think Hannah's the type of bachelorette or just person in general who needs to end up in a relationship with the opposite?
No.
The kind of yin and yang type of thing? No?
No.
I think she wants this kind of fun-loving Southern guy with a sense of humor.
Oh, for sure. But she wants him to also be, like, manly.
Yeah.
I do.
But she said that, yeah, pick her up.
I think she would love, like, a James Taylor. Remember him? I know he got shady, but...
The singer?
Well...
James Taylor, you think?
Curly-haired James Taylor from JoJo season.
Maybe.
Before he kind of went off the deep end, but kind of that likable Southern goof, charismatic goof Southern guy, but still sort of alpha.
Okay.
I think Peter the Pilot's kind of boring. I'm going to say it. I know.
Yeah, like, where's the
Hold
zest?
Your tongue.
I thought
you
it was
guys,
nice.
We saw him for
His first
five
night.
Seconds.
He's nervous.
Name someone with zest.
Okay, listen, I like him, but like...
Me.
Oh, well, okay, I'll say Joey, because I still can't get over his champagne little intro. He didn't get a lot of time.
That wasn't that exciting.
He I like champagne. Went,
Look, it's a baby. Just kidding. Let's get the party started.
Renee, just because you already FedExed Peter the Pilot a ring in the mail doesn't mean you need to... I don't dislike Peter the Pilot. I just think he's a little boring. And I also don't think, even if I like him, I don't know if he seems exactly right for Hannah yet, but he's going to go very far. We all can tell that Peter the Pilot's going to be top three at least.
Same as Peter.
Jeff.
For sure.
I don't know if you're going here with it just yet, but Misha C. in the chat says, apparently Twitter very upset about which pilot made it in.
We will get to Chazen later in the show.
Okay, all right. Just tossing that out.
I'm glad you did. And Misha C., we're so
pilot
happy you're
gate.
Here. We're very happy, quickly, that all you guys are here. I see a Hope Lockwood. I see a Misha C. I see it. You know, all you guys, we don't ever have time to shout all of you all out, but we truly do love you. We're just moving because we've got so much to cover.
For sure.
Okay. Mike J., because I've got a crush on someone too, guys. I've got a crush on Mike J.
Mike Johnson.
Mike Johnson.
Really like Mike Johnson. He was initially in the Air Force, right? And now he's a portfolio manager. And if you needed to believe he was a portfolio manager, he said 5.7% on the phone.
Let me tell you something. My background is finance. That's literally never happened in the history of portfolio management. You're hanging out on the phone in a park talking to your client about how...
Wait, Mike, throw it to me.
Hey, Jeff, how's it going?
5.7%.
Thank you.
I like him a lot. He dates his great-grandmother.
That was weird.
That's how Jeff
Hold on.
Did he also say in that package that his favorite movie is Home Alone? Did I get that?
No, he said he's dating like Home Alone.
Oh,
he doesn't have anybody. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
And that's why his first love is his great-grandma,
is
because
question.
He doesn't have any girlfriends.
Do you guys say... No, he didn't say my first love. He said the first woman I fell in love with...
Right.
Was his great-grandma. Tell me this. Is that something people say? I've never said that in my family. I get that you're like, oh, the first man that I love. Like, I get it. Like, with your dad. I don't know why I got a Southern accent. Maybe I'm getting really into that.
No, it's there. No. You know, roll with it. Do it.
I'm getting really into
it. Do it.
No, please
do it.
You're like,
keep going.
The first man that I love was my dad. Like, I get that. Totally. The first man I love, too, was my dad. But the first man I fell in love with, not my dad. And I probably wouldn't say that. Is that weird or am I weird? You tell me.
I think he didn't mean it like that at all. I think he...
I mean, I would hope.
I know. He's probably just... They're not used to talking on camera. I think that phrase is weird. Renee says, Mike is so damn fine, like goddamn. Thank you, Renee. I appreciate that.
Also, early on, Jeff, you made a good call out that you could totally see him being the first black male bachelor.
Yes. That's bachelor material for sure.
He's bachelor material.
It's episode one, and I know it's early for me to be making these kinds of statements, but I almost don't want Mike J to win because I think he'd be, based on what we've seen, such a great face for a bachelor season.
He has a great smile.
Yeah.
And you need a good smile to be the bachelor.
The same thing about Eric, though, at one point, and we see how that turned out.
That's true.
That's why it's too soon.
But think, he's an Air Force veteran. He 5.7s those portfolios. And he had those five C's, right? Caring, compassionate.
Character,
you remember
charisma.
More than Hannah remembers.
I know.
Yeah, he came out hard with that.
Great debut for Mike Johnson. We cannot deny that.
I like him a lot.
I see good things for him. All right, let's talk about Boxing Joe.
Joe Barsano.
Christine Bean, what did you think of Joe Barsano?
Oh, my God. He was such a character. He tried and failed so hard to be Grocery Store Joe. I'm sorry. And your name is Joe. It was just too much for
Chicago.
Me. The Chicago accent, he was just laying it on thick. Like, I don't even know if that was good, but...
I feel like I disagree with the Grocery Store Joe analogy. Because wasn't Joe just very, like, kind of humble, like, quiet, just super charming guy? He was like, I make boxes! And what kind of box do you want? And, like, I'll sell you a box! Like, he was very out there with it.
Yeah.
But I think he just went that route because I think he was, in his mind, he thought he was going to be as smooth and unassuming as Joe.
Okay, definitely not, yeah.
See, I think the only reason... He went home, right?
Yeah.
I think the only reason we're comparing him to Joe is because he went home the first night. But, like, you don't see that trending on Twitter. Like, bring this Joe back? No.
You know what? That's fair.
He's not going to be in paradise. Or maybe for a hot second to deliver boxes. And I'm like,
that would be amazing if he had to deliver a package to the paradise.
We'll see. I think, if we're being honest, the real Grocery Store Joe tonight is Chazen, which I saw someone mention in chat.
Yeah.
And we will get to that in a little bit. Okay, half Asian district sales manager Connor, you know, because they talked about it.
Long intro.
Immigrant family, car salesman, Connor. Connor J, I believe, for our producer who's searching for him.
This was interesting.
Yeah, I think he, for some reason, I don't see him going that far, but I see him as a staple of the Bachelor franchise. I liked him.
He switched over for me.
Yeah.
When they did his opening package and he was talking to the other car salesman, I thought he came off really jerky.
Mm-hmm.
Like
toolish.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then when he got into the actual date and being at the house, and obviously he got through, I think he changed over. I think it was just a badly edited package or however he was acting that day was kind of not real.
Yeah.
He did have an interesting little date idea for the cocktail party. He threw Hannah a bachelorette party. How did you guys feel about that?
I liked that. I thought it was cute and clever. I'm sure he didn't come up with it. I'm not drawn to him. I'm just like, okay.
I'm not either. He's forgettable to me.
Yeah. I think those things in the backyard are corny when they do that stuff in the first night.
It hardly ever works, and it's hardly ever with the person. Because usually, if it's the right person, they don't have to try that hard.
Because I think a solid entrance does it versus like the extra planned activity later.
Totally.
This didn't seem, since you bring it up, this night didn't seem like a crazy number of entrances. Like we had the tractor, I guess the box came in, and the fence jump and the roller skates, but there was no costume.
Yeah.
There weren't elaborate cars coming in and things like that.
Yeah, no Garrett had out of a minivan like he did for Becca's season.
You know who I did pass by? Quickly, we're going to cover it because he did get eliminated, but Matt Donald. It's kind of a surprising...
Sorry.
So, in the package...
So funny.
In the package, I thought he presented as very likable. He came from a deaf family, multilingual with ASL.
Yeah.
Then that entrance came. He came out with that hat on a tractor and sang, Old Matt Donald had a crush. And I just don't think it played very well.
If he did it in a better way, it would have worked because it is the type of ridiculous that would work on this show. However, his execution, very poor.
I think 100% different outcome if he came out with the ASL and signing to her and then telling her what it means and that it's important to his family and blah, like, that's deep. And it's real. That's really cool. Yeah.
He went the playful route.
Because I think he was trying to get ahead of the joke before it got ahead of him. But it was just like, oh, man.
Is it weird that I don't even put that joke together? Like,
it's
I don't
probably
know.
Something he grew up with, as
sure,
you said.
Sure, and he thinks that everybody thinks that.
Do you guys not know Old MacDonald?
Well, yeah, but I think that? Matt Donald. The song.
I don't know it.
E-I-E-I-O. You really don't?
Did you have a childhood?
He's messing with us.
Oh, my gosh.
He's trolling us.
Show's going off the rails.
Master troll over here.
It brings you to that interesting discussion, though, of sometimes it's actually better to lay low on night one, because Matt Donald came out so hard, which, of course, gives you the opportunity to potentially move on. But if you play too many of your cards, you're allowing Hannah to make a decision. Whereas if you lay kind of low, maybe like pro golfer Garrett, you intrigue Hannah.
Hold on. Right. Garrett, it wasn't him laying low. It was his face. Did you see his face?
You are
You
into...
think it was because he laid... He could have sang Old MacDonald standing on the tractor, picked her up on it, and brought out cows, and she still... Would have kept him.
He's a handsome chap, that Garrett.
Night one.
Garrett's a handsome chap.
He's super cute.
I see him going far, for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he's kind of her type, too, right? Guy named Garrett, pro golfer, southern, kind of serious.
Pro golfer.
Wait, hold on. Is this the same one who, like, basically dates his dog? That was from the Bachelorette special.
What are you talking about?
Let us know in the chat.
Did anyone watch that? There was a little mini package. Wait.
Are we getting to Luke soon? Because people are starting to talk about him on Top of the Limo.
We're actually getting to Luke right now.
What is up, Hope Lockwood?
So Luke, he admits it, first of all. He's a good-looking guy. He likes to work out. He's so good-looking that he slayed a lot in college.
Wow.
But while he was taking a shower that we got to see, we did get our first of many man showers this season, we learned that Luke P. had a conversion, had a come-to-Jesus moment. Now he is a serious Christian, and he is aggressively pursuing Hannah B.
Keyword aggressively.
Very. Jesus. I'm going to just start because I have a lot of thoughts. Luke P., I see who you are. I know you're a chivalrous, courtship kind of Christian dude. Lot of aggressive alpha energy here that was rubbing me the wrong way. What did you guys think?
I don't like him at all, and I stand by. I think Hannah likes him, but I think the reason he got the rose is because he went out and was there for her when she was having a rough time.
Yes.
Yeah. Had they not had that moment, he would not have gotten the rose. It was one of those things of like, oh, this showed good character, so I'm going to reward him. This guy's a psycho. I don't like him.
I disagree. I think he was good.
You don't think he's a psycho?
No, I think he was going to get... Sorry. I agree with that, but I do think he was going to get a rose if he hadn't gone out and confront. I think he was going to make it through, because I think Luke is going to make it pretty far. I do not think he's top four, and I definitely don't think he's going to win. I think he's going to be here for a while.
Agreed.
We see in the coming attractions that he's got drama going on with at least one or two people, and it's going to be interesting, but I think he was going to make it through.
Wait, for the first impression, Rose?
No.
Just like, period.
No, I think he would have made it through.
Oh, for first impression.
I think he wouldn't have gotten the first impression, Rose, 100%, had they not had that moment.
I totally misunderstood. Absolutely.
Because and this is why it was so disappointing to me, and maybe it's not, like, this guy's not going to win, I hope. But, like, usually in The Bachelorette, the first impression Rose does end up being the fiancé at the end of this. So when she gave it to him, I was like, what?
Yeah.
You know what it is, though, with guys like that? Like, I totally agree. I think he's... I don't think he's the guy for her. But... I mean, he said he got girls. Like, he has that bad boy type. There is something about guys like that that is captivating. I'm sure he knows how to, like, use his strengths to reel her in. That intense stare and whatever moves he's got, I'm sure it worked on Hannah. She's human. Like, he's going to stick around for a bit, for sure.
In fact, let's just unpack the Luke of it all. Because while we're talking about Luke now, the thing that I did not like about Luke was he had two swoop-ins. He was the first to swoop and steal her.
Mm-hmm.
And on his first swoop, Renee was the one who pointed out, he didn't ask a single question about her.
Nope.
He came in with a 5-minute pre-prepared monologue, and I didn't like it. I don't think Luke is really giving us authenticity here, even though he thinks he is.
I'm kind of curious at this point, this might be getting too deep, but, like, what is Hannah's love language? Is it words of affirmation? Because he was really just laying it on thick, and, like, she kept just being like, like just really eating up every single word. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm hoping he's just not going to gas her this entire thing.
Yeah.
But she probably will.
She ate up every single word like he ate up her face when they made out.
Yeah. That's true.
Nice, Renee.
That was hard to watch.
It was. I mean, he literally said, like, I'm already so into you, so you've got some catching up to do. Like, fam, what?
Yeah.
She liked it. I like the swoops. I like the swoops. I like the aggressiveness. I like getting in there.
Yeah.
I like taking time away from other guys because just like we talked about near the end of the episode, when some of them start crying and complaining that they didn't get a chance, it's like, sorry, dude, get in there. Yeah. I don't understand people who go on Bachelor and Bachelorette and they chill on the couches the entire time the first night. Yeah. And it's like, they're just waiting for the perfect time. It's like, there's 30 people. If you don't get up there, you're going to get surprised by Chris Harrison saying, hey guys, time for the rose ceremony.
But to be honest, even though he stole her twice, I think it's so funny that this group of guys is so not dramatic to the point where, like, they didn't really care that much.
Yeah. They did, that's right.
A thing. That's so funny. Like, maybe they forced it in ITM, but they were unbothered, whereas the producers were like, say something.
Give him
twice. He's the worst. Don't we hate him? And they're like, no.
Do you know why? The reason is because he would have been the one to be that person if someone else swooped in.
100%. Probably, yeah.
He is the aggro here.
I knew he was going to swoop in, though. I def called. I'm like, someone like that is not going to let an opportunity be wasted at all.
My prediction with Luke, I know these types of guys. I was involved with Christian stuff in college, and I still am religious, you know, but I know these types of guys who are so traditional and so conservative. He thinks that she wants the kind of guy who will court her and lead her and kind of sort of tell her what to do, I think. I think he thinks she's that type of person. But I don't think Hannah B. is who we think she is. I think in some ways she's a traditional Southern girl, but in some ways she's a quirky, independent woman. And that's what's going to happen. They're going to come to a head because he's going to want her to be this really submissive Southern girl, and she's not that.
Jeff, that is exactly what I thought and think that she is.
Yeah, you do think she is a completely submissive.
But no. I don't think that America thinks that. Yeah. Based on her edit, I mean, they're really trying to push it. However, I do think that that's going to be Luke. That's the one that drives her to be like, you. God, who did that on Becca season where they got mad at her and they Chris got mad at her, felt like she owed him something.
Yeah.
Luke is going to be similar to that, except more crazy Tarzan.
Are you predicting that it's Luke in that end edit package that we saw where she said, I don't owe you anything?
Yes. Okay. Because I can't think of another personality as extreme that we've seen thus far that would match up
to that. Taking some kind of ownership over her after, like, they had one-on-one date, and now all of a sudden in his mind...
Unless there's catching up to do.
A lot of people are predicting that Luke is going to be the one to kind of sex shame Hannah later in the season.
I could also see that.
It might, I could see it being a number of people, but I will say, based on what we know about Luke, and again, we're making assumptions, this is episode one, we might come to love Luke. I'm guessing he wants to put Hannah in a box that isn't the box she wants to be. Is what I'm going to guess.
Well, Olivia B. and Scott Marks in the chat agree with you. They're calling out the funniest quote, I had sex and Jesus still loves me.
That was a lot.
Anyone think it was a bit problematic? And I'm sure we'll get more when it comes to that episode when she does say, like, I think sex is between a man and a woman after marriage. And get rid of the after marriage, but just between a man and a woman.
I think that's going to create some controversy. I thought the same thing when they showed it. Yeah.
I was like, you're trying to make her likable? Don't push that.
A lot of America likes that, though. You know, we forget we're on the coasts and tons of middle America are going to identify. And even people on the coast are going to identify with exactly what she said there. It'll be interesting to see how it plays.
She's not going to be the feminist icon they want her to be if she's going to be leading with that.
I don't ever feel like they were positioning her to be a feminist icon.
But it's just like they're saying like she's relatable. She's the girl's girl.
Let's talk about
maybe not so feminist, but up that alley, I guess. I don't know.
I'd love to hear everybody's opinions because I don't think I know. We're saying all this stuff. We're seeing all this stuff online. With all of this taken into account, why is she the Bachelorette then?
I think they're trying to get more of a middle America sort of likable, like someone like my parents would be interested. I don't know. I think Colton was such a salacious season. I feel like they're trying to get back something a little more traditional, maybe.
I think it was her exit, just what she said.
Yeah.
It was absolutely what she said.
What is it? Getting a love that's fierce, someone who's going to fight for her every day, something along those lines. I just think she had a really strong exit.
They just try to, convince us that the new girl is totally different than the last girl. Same with, the guy. So for her, she's religious, and she thinks sex is between a man and a woman only. I don't know. I think they're trying to really play up this. She's real, and she loves Jesus.
You know who was real as fuck? Sorry, real as hell.
She didn't say it. She said fudge.
Real as fudge. My girl Rachel Lindsay.
I loved her. She was spicy.
She was still authentically herself and didn't play up, her morals every 5 seconds. It's just like, no, this is me. What's up? Can you handle it? And we're going to find that out. And I think Hannah has potential to really go that direction, but I don't know that it will from what we've seen in the trailer.
Well, we got to keep moving, guys. But any other thoughts on Luke before we move on? The one thing I'll say, twice,
interesting.
Hannah said she was cold. And he did not take off his jacket.
Come on.
Bonkers.
He's kind of self-centered, this guy. This guy.
Yeah, is that not the biggest red flag? If you were out there, he clearly could take off his jacket. She's like, I'm cold. And he's like, oh, yeah. So, no. And she's like, I'm talk to freezing. You about love. And he's like,
you know what his logic was? If I take off my jacket, where is she going to pin the rose I'm going to get? You know what I mean? Yeah. Let me just keep it on.
Good
just
point.
In case.
Okay. So we don't have a ton of time, but I'm going to quickly run through entrances. Give it either a like it, love it, or a pass. And okay. If you want to talk about it, we'll stop. But Garrett talked about bogeys and holes in one. Like it.
Yes. All right. Love it.
Yeah, right. Love it from Renee. Okay. Mike Johnson, the 5 C's.
Yeah. Mike's good.
Like He's it. Cool.
Yeah, like it.
It's cool.
Jed, my family told me you need to shine inside and outside. Don't like the entrance. Like Jed a lot, though.
The serenading later?
Yes.
I was a fan.
Jed made up for it later.
Yes, I see. Love a musician. Oof.
Tyler C., our dancer from Wake Forest, comes out and says, psh, you're killing that dress. Your smile's worth every mile, and I got something in store for you.
Cheesy.
That was weird. Yeah, weird. It's a little creepy.
Didn't like it, Tyler C. Dylan, I really wanted it to be you. You're authentic, and it's hard to find. Dylan's white jacket.
The text.
No.
No from Renee.
No.
I'm neutral on that one. Connor S. jumps a fence.
Yes.
Cool like throwback to
that's
Colton.
That's all right. Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. Devin jokes about being a virgin.
No.
Didn't, really dumb.
Didn't work.
Really dumb.
Surprised Devin stayed around, personally.
Same.
Bad opener.
John Paul Jones.
Come on.
I loved him just because of how ridiculous he was.
JPJ is ridiculous.
JPJ. So he reminds me of the bad guy in a Disney Channel original movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're watching Disney
Channel. Like a surfer bad guy. Like
even the name.
Whoa.
Yeah. Brian, I liked. He was the teacher from Kentucky. He forgot how to talk.
Teacher. Didn't he get eliminated?
Yeah.
Just whatever.
Yeah. I think I feel like if I was on this show, I'd be Brian, so I identified with you, Brian. All right. Scott.
No.
Ooh. I don't think he was a herb.
We haven't even gotten to the Scott. We'll save Scott. Mateo forgot how to talk, but he does have 150 children.
That's going to be a no for me.
That's going to be interesting when it comes up.
Yes. TV Gold, I'm sure.
Tyler G was the intense dreamer who said, you've been
no.
the star of...
No,
that's
stop with the eye contact.
Yeah,
it's like he
down.
Looked up that girls like it when you make eye contact, and you took it way too seriously. He was like,
that's Tyler G.
You're the girl of my dreams.
Okay.
Matthew is a car bid spotter, and I can't remember anything else about it.
A what?
A car bid spotter. That's all I have. Matthew.
I wrote that he was cute.
Okay.
I need to figure out why I wrote that one.
We forget
a
you, Matthew.
A car bid spotter.
Joe the Bond. We talked about Joe. Ooh, Joey with the finance manager with the champagne in the baby carriage.
Mm-hmm. I feel like our
like
panel's
it.
Divided on that.
Yeah,
I like it.
I like it.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I like it. It's
like
cool.
It.
Yeah.
All right. Connor J, parents from Hong Kong, but he spoke French.
No. One parent from Hong Kong.
That.
One parent from Hong Kong. Yeah.
It's like overkill. Like, yes, I'm multiracial and I speak another language completely unrelated to those two. Bam. Like,
didn't love the French.
I don't know. Yeah.
There's a lot.
A little out of place.
Yeah.
Didn't really relate to him.
Ryan, the roller boy from Philly.
No.
Which one?
Nah. Ryan,
roller
the roller
skates.
Boy.
No.
No.
Hunter, the pro surfer, wanted to tie the tie.
Corny.
Barely remember him.
Stop.
It's a no for me, dog.
Biggest shocker of the night, Sausage Party Grant without the tie.
Yo.
Gets the rose.
Terrible How? Intro. What is going on? So that really should be the controversy of the episode. How Sausage Party Dude got a rose and Pilot Dude did not. That's nuts.
Crazy.
I wonder if on shows like this, even though Hannah gets a pick, I wonder if producers get like at least 2 picks in the first few weeks to keep up.
They gotta be in her ear, right? I mean,
there's
something.
No way. That
isn't that the whole legalese at the end of the episode? The producers, something, something.
Maybe.
I think like they legally have to put out that the producers have some kind of influence over the picks.
Oh,
no,
I'm sure that they do because otherwise it'd be a boring show.
Did we just mention Devin a few seconds
ago? We talked about Devin.
Yeah, so someone in the chat heard that Devin is friends with Wills from last season.
Ah, so
well,
he should have interesting outfits.
So I'm just curious if he'll have this. I mean, that's a stretch, but I wonder if he's going to be like quiet in the beginning and then
come
out of a shell later like his buddy. Who knows?
And have ridiculous outfits.
And the outfits.
All right, guys, we don't have a ton of time. Kevin befumbled all the footballs.
Yes.
Yes.
Like that was whatever.
Luke S. was a calming political consultant. forget. These are my notes, guys. You can tell. Well, he said she gives a calming presence to Luke.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Dustin with the nose ring.
No.
He's from AFR.
Yes.
So he's a familiar face.
And then finally, Peter. That's the only other notable one, I think. Yes. Man in uniform. Gives the wings.
Yes.
Sorry, did we talk about Cam?
Yeah, because he got the first kiss.
Oh, sorry, yes.
Cam.
So Cam Rapp, thank you.
Cam got the first kiss. Mm-hmm. He also got the first rose on the last after show. I like him.
No.
Cam is Evan Bass. That's what we figured out during the show.
And that's why I was like, what is it about him? He's literally Evan 2.0, and I hate Evan.
Well, the guys were definitely threatened by him from the jump.
100%.
Because he came in with the rose.
100%.
I also wrote down that he said, I'm not here for my 15 minutes of fame. I'm here for my lifetime of love.
That sounds like something he practiced in the mirror 5 times before getting on the
absolutely
show.
Absolutely
100%. I think he's going to try it and be like the
But I think he's gonna, I think he's going to go some places. I think he's pretty good.
I think Hannah thinks she should like Cam.
Yeah.
But he is in her friend zone, and she's trying absolutely to move him out of her friend zone.
Right.
Okay. We only have a couple minutes to talk about how Hannah handled the Scott of it all.
Okay.
Was that his name?
Yes.
Clearly, you know where
the
I stand.
Scott incident.
We all agreed that we don't think she really liked Scott in the first place.
No.
Correct.
Def not.
But I thought she handled this pretty well.
Yeah, I think it was even too a little bit too much. I think she could have just been like, well, okay, bye. But she was like, no, I want answers. I don't think she needed answers at that point.
I agree with you. I also didn't like the way she came right at him. Like, oh, it's because you have a girlfriend. Like, it was just, like, so over the top. I was like, wait, bring it in.
Really? But I like that.
I would have done that.
I like the aggressiveness because I think it puts the guy on his back heels. And
on
then
the
you get to, yeah, and you really get to see it come out. And he really didn't have a good offensive reaction to it.
She had to pull
it out.
Or
was even able to save himself. And honestly, on night one, unless she has this sick, you know, connection with the guy right off the bat, there's no point in even bothering with the drama. She's right to just bounce
but
him, like, immediately.
That's why I felt like it was overkill. I'm like, are you that invested? Why? I don't know. It just came off
well,
that
I think
way to
me. I think if he's going to try to play her, make him look a little stupid on television.
For sure.
You got to make good TV. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And she's figuring out herself. She's learning. She's trying to figure out how much rope she has to pull on, which was, it's fun to see her discover this. The thing I really liked that she said is, it's not fair to me, and it's especially not fair for the girlfriend you're leaning on back in your hometown.
Yeah.
I really liked that Hannah said that.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, you're out for your sisters, and clearly you're someone who has a lot of empathy for girls who have gone through what you've gone through. So, Hannah G, I really liked Hannah G.
Hannah B!
Oh!
Also, she's just Hannah now.
Yeah,
she's
just Hannah.
That's true. Hannah,
let me toss out there, Jeff, real quick, before we lambast you too much on your faux pas. I'll try to save you. Because let's get a consensus here. We got two differing opinions, Hope Lockwood and Blue Panther Panther. Do we like Demi and Katie in the van? Yes or no? One saying overproduced, one saying they loved it.
I'd say fine.
I mean, it was overproduced for sure, but I liked it.
I mean, it kind of has to be. It is what it is, right?
But they're cute. Fine.
Demi's the best.
They've got
I love Demi.
Two tickets to paradise.
Oh, yeah.
That's from The Office, if any of you guys watch that show. Okay, we literally have 2 minutes, guys. Do I just go through our who we got through in the rose ceremony?
Yeah.
Jed serenaded. Any other huge moments that we need to go over? We've done pretty well.
We got Luke.
Yeah, I think it's pretty everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so from the rose ceremony, let me know if I missed anyone. We got Mike Johnson, Connor S., Matthew, Connor J., Jed, Dustin, Joey, Devin, Peter the Pilot, Dylan, Mateo, Jonathan, Tyler C., Angie, Darren, Luke S., Garrett, Grant, and John Paul Jones.
And Kevin.
And Kevin.
You're getting a lot of laughs because everybody thinks it should have been Hannah G. Anyway. Oh.
I know, y'all are probably, that Freudian slip is people are liking. The big shockers who went home, Chazen, he's going to be all over social
That's
media.
That's the biggest.
Absolutely. Yep.
We will see him fly his plane to paradise, I think, in a couple months.
Hell yeah.
Matt Donald, I was surprised.
To be honest, I don't know if Chazen will end up in paradise. I think it's possible, but I think when Joe was sent home...
I thought we weren't comparing him to Joe.
Ooh. No, we are comparing Chazen to Joe.
No,
we're not comparing
boxed.
Joe to Joe.
Okay. Right.
Let's not be confused.
Confusingly
Chazen,
enough.
Chazen, we liked, but I don't think he's going to cause as much of an uproar. Like, Joe, I remember in that moment being like top four, top three. With Chazen, we're like, yeah, of course he's going to get a rose tonight, but no one's like, was he going to win? I just think it was,
I thought they were setting us up to have a pilot versus pilot something. Like, it's almost too much of a coincidence. It's too specific a career for them to not have, like you said, Jeff, a two-on-one date or something like that.
But did you think him as a on his own, would you have seen him?
Yes, because I wrote down front runner when he came out, and that was before his second pilot came out. So yeah, I thought he was
husband material,
calming, like good guy. Yeah, yeah, I thought he was.
Okay, well, that's fair.
All right, everyone has 10 seconds to react to the ending promo.
Okay.
Nine.
No, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to that conversation about sex, mainly, to be honest with you, because someone's clearly shaming her for her past, and I'm like, who is it? Mm-hmm. Probably Luke. Mm-hmm. What do
you
think?
Nice. I'm ready to see Luke Hulk out on the hotel room, wherever they're at, just like bust through doors and stuff.
Yes. We saw a little tiff between Cam and Tyler C, so I want to see what pops off with that, because Cam looks like he's a little good boy, but I think he's going to just get the beast come out of him.
Yeah, I am excited. I saw a lot of Jed-Hannah chemistry, so I'll be excited to see where Jed goes.
And your boy Mike Johnson. He looks like he makes it to Europe and beyond.
He's looking great.
That's right, Mike J. I'm Team Mike J. That was our predictions, guys, because we do unfortunately have to get out of here. This show goes so fast. But you have tuned in to the premiere coverage of season 15 of The Bachelorette. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to be here every Monday, guys. We will be here every Monday at 7 p.m. tuning along live with the show, and we'd love it if you could join us. In the meantime, if you want to catch me on Twitter, you can do that at Jeffrey C. Graham.
And you guys can catch me on Twitter at Christine Bean with three E's.
Guys, you can find me everywhere at Mike Feeling.
And you guys can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
Real quick, we will do a little bit of news on Renee's Instagram story after this. So if you wanted to hear our news and gossip and special segment, you can do that on Renee's Instagram. Check it out. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Ah!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.